Hello and welcome everyone who joined in today. My name is Anna and you're listening to Limited Podcast Series, Mental Health Discussions with My Friends. This is the second episode. This series was specifically created for this week to celebrate mental health awareness. The purpose of this week-long event series is to normalize seeking mental health support and to encourage people to share their experiences and to start conversations with their loved ones. Therefore, this is what we are doing here. Even though I talk to my friends almost every day, mental health is not something that we often discuss and thus rarely mention. Thus, I wanted to create this podcast series where I interview my friends specifically about their experiences with mental health so we can grow and learn together. I hope that by the end of this podcast, you will feel the urge to reach out to your friends and to start a conversation with because they might need that. So let's dive in. Today, I'm here with Nina, who is also a master's student at the University of Amsterdam studying communication science. So how are you, Nina, and welcome.
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
I'm really happy that you're here. I really love talking to you all the time, so it's nice that we can have a chit chat about mental health.
Yes.
So first of all, I'm really curious, how do you feel now? How is school? How is work? How is everything? How is your mental state now?
So right now I feel like I have a lot to do, like in school and uni and also at work, and I also try to keep my social life alive. So yeah, I feel like I have a lot to do, but but overall I'm feeling well, and I submitted two things today, so I'm kind of free in my head today, so that's nice.
No, that's always nice, and I feel like, as you also mentioned, like school is something that really affects your mental health in some extent, and also like working and the amount of time that you need to put in. And is there other things that, you know, like just really affect your mental state besides those things?
Yeah, basically also when friends of mine are feeling down, like I'm really also influenced by my environment, like my social environment, and in some kind of way that when they say, yeah, I have a bad day, or I don't know, I'm struggling with COVID right now, that also affects me kind of, like it doesn't leave me blank or something, and I have to think about it. And because I'm quite, I would say, like an empathetic person, mm-hmm. So I always kind of, I don't know, put myself into the shoes, especially like if it affects my friends, and so that also affects me a lot, I would say.
So then you would say that like mental health is something that you discuss with your friends on a regular basis, so you like check up on each other and you tell if you have a bad day?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't like label it as, okay, we're talking about mental health now, mm-hmm. but it's just like the daily or weekly, how are you, how is uni going, how's work going, what's up with you, so just to check up on each other. And sometimes it's just everything is fine, nothing new, but sometimes like this and that happened, and I don't know, my grandparents are not feeling well and stuff like that. So I think that what I discuss regularly with my friends.
And why do you think it's like hard for you? Is it hard for you because you really like empathize with them, or also because you just really want to help them in that case and you feel like maybe you can't help them as much as you wish to?
Exactly, like basically also that they're just not feeling that well, that also makes me sad, or I have to think about it because I care for them, of course, but also I'm not a professional or something, so of course as a friend you want to help, but most of the time you don't have the tools to help, or you don't know what the person would like to, like which kind of help they want, because sometimes they just want to be left alone or just want someone that they can talk to but don't really want any suggestions or recommendations. And I think I'm also struggling with me, like how can I be a good friend and how can I help, and that in turn is also, I don't know, affecting me in that sense that if I am thinking about, yeah, when I can't help, is it also, am I a bad friend or something? I mean, that's now a long thought of that, but yeah.
No, I mean, I can totally understand that, because like, I feel like you can also understand how important it is to be in the right mindset. And for example, if you're struggling, you also know how important it is when, you know, you have other people and you just want the same for others. But as you also mentioned, I think it's like really hard to actually be there. And I think it's not about being a good friend or not. You are a good friend because you are thinking about these things. Because I think sometimes there's not one solution that can actually solve the problem, but you're showing them that you're being there. I think this is the best what you can do, basically, and that you're doing there. And so you mentioned a lot about like how you help your friends and everything, but like, how's it with you? Like, you mentioned that you had like some things to do lately, but do you feel like you had like really hard days in the last couple of weeks or month when you were like, you felt like you were struggling?
I don't know if they were really hard, but I think I had some situations in the day maybe where I just felt overwhelmed. But yeah, I think I can manage to like kind of divide my feelings and my thoughts in that way that I know that when I'm feeling overwhelmed, I tell myself, okay, that's just how I feel right now, and I can get out of this and basically ask myself, okay, what can I do now to make me feel better? And so I mean, it was a lot to do, or still is, but I kind of managed to be sane still.
Yeah, no, I can understand. Like, I feel like that's really good if you're like telling yourself that you're actually fine, you just like need to do those couple of things. But do you feel like you have like some set of like routines or activities that you do when you're like instead struggling? So you like go for a walk, go for running, or like, I don't know, call your best friends or your boyfriend or something?
Yeah, so basically that's what I do, which is maybe not directly related to when I have struggles, is that I meditate like every day. Mm-hmm. And that kind of helps me also during the day to be like in the moment and to be present with everything what is there right now, but to also not overthink like, oh, what will happen in the future or what happened in the past. And I think this really helps me to stay with the task that I'm doing and not overthink. Because mostly like stress and everything comes from when you wish to be you're not happy with your state right now, because mm-hmm. you have so much to do and everything. But if you're just in the moment and like do your things, there's nothing to be stressed about.
Yeah.
And it's most of the time just in your head. But yeah, what helps me like when I'm in a moment where I feel overwhelmed is to take deep breath, to go on the balcony, to look outside, to not to look on my phone, maybe go for a walk, maybe make a cup of tea, and just disconnect for a little bit and don't overthink, and then get back to work, basically.
Yeah, no, I think like overthinking can really kill your vibe in the sense. Like, when you meditate, how do you meditate? You like, do you use an app? When do you meditate, in the morning, throughout the day? Like, how's that working for you?
So I use the app Headspace.
Mm-hmm.
I already used it for, I think, 2.5 years. And I don't know, for me, an app is just good to, because it's like a guided meditation, to have someone that guides you and that you can kind of let go. And I always do it like in the morning, like before I start working or studying, and mostly around like 15 minutes. And I mean, I don't wanna advertise anything, but I really love Headspace.
No, you you can. It's like your personal experiences, which is nice.
Yeah, and no, I think it really helped me with basically dealing with anything. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think this is what they also, like, many research found, basically, and I think that's, like, the basis of, like, mental health is, like, everything is going on inside your head. And you also mentioned, like, being, like, doing, like, overthinking and everything. And I think learning to control your thoughts is the most important, because just, like, for example, for depression, it's something that, it's not something that happens outside of your body. It basically, your mind keep telling you that everything is wrong, and it really puts, like, a really negative, like, perspective on what you're saying. So I think it's really important to just, like, take a deep breath and just, like, really clear your mind and just not think about anything. So
yeah,
no, definitely. And I think what's also really, like serious about mental health is that it can really affect your physical health. Like, it has been found that maybe like cancer, heart attack, and these kind of issues could be because of your mental state and because of the level of stress that you're experiencing. So how do you see that? Like, do you think that when your mental state is not that good, it also affects your physical health, or not really?
No, definitely. I think, like, everything is connected, like your physical health, your mental health, like everything. So of course, like, when the one is negative or down, it influences the other as well. And I also notice, like, when I feel stressed or anything, I also don't have, I tell myself, okay, I don't have time to work out, but I should actually work out, because that would help me to find the balance again. And yeah, but I think in our body, in our minds, it's all connected, so it definitely influences each other. And I mean, everyone knows the feeling after you worked out or after you went for a run, you just feel good. And we all know that, but we still have this inner boundary to actually go out and work out, because it's, yeah, there's just like a boundary. But, and yeah, so I think it's definitely important to take care of both, because they're both equally important.
No, yes. I mean, yeah, we know that, like, it's going to feel good after the workout, but at the same time, we still know that you have to do that workout.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to sweat, you know, everything is going to hurt and everything. You're going to stop the YouTube video because you need to take a breath and drink something. So I think we know that it's going to feel good, but at the same time, you just, like, you still know that you have to do that. So, no, yeah, for sure. And I think what really, like, shaped our everyday life, of course, is the pandemic. And of course, like, working and studying is almost like happens in the same room, in the same context, basically. And how do you think that affected your mental health? Do you think that you spend more time being like aware of your mental state, or you have less time and less focus on these things?
So yeah, I think the pandemic definitely influenced something.
I mean, for sure.
It's a really generic phrase, but yeah, I think what's important is to have like a good routine, because as you said, like, everything happens basically at home. So you work at home, you also relax at home, you sleep at home, and I think it's important to like kind of separate still those different phases, and to have like a break in between, or also like a mental break, that I don't know, when I stop working, I go for a walk for 10 minutes or something, and then I can relax, or yeah, something like that. But but on the other hand, I also think that the pandemic kind of led to more reflection in general, like in the society, because as people needed to stay home, they were maybe not bored, maybe, but they kind of had to reflect, okay, what's really important in life? Are my little problems really that important, or is it just something that makes me angry and is not really relevant? So I also think that it kind of helped to rethink our first world problems in a way. But yeah, of course, it it's also a privilege to be able to say that I mean, the pandemic helped in some kind of way with mental health, but it's of course also the other way around, that when you're struggling with depression and then you stay at home, you can't see your friends, you're maybe suffering from some illness, then it's of course so hard to get through, and I understand that too.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. Like, I feel like the pandemic put things into perspective, and it also, like, I agree that I feel like that's a privilege that we can say that it kind of helped us. And I can definitely agree that, like, especially those people who, for example, living alone, and maybe they live abroad, like, also we are now living abroad outside of the country that we were born in, and it's fine for us because we get, like, we could, like, find each other, and, you know, we have, like, a group of friends that we can rely on in that sense. But those who don't have anyone, is like, it's really difficult, and this is why we also want to do this podcast, so, like, you can reach out, like, you should reach out if you, like, for example, feeling alone and everything. And I think the other thing that we also discussed with Marina is, like, educating yourself about mental health, because I think sometimes you don't even know what's going on inside your head. You know what's going on, but you don't understand why. And I think once you understand why, it's, like, kind of not easier, but maybe a bit better for you to, like, tackle that issue, because you know why you feel that way.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think it's definitely really interesting. And as I just mentioned, like, you should reach out to someone. Do you feel like that you have people around you that you can actually reach out to when you have a hard day?
Yeah, like, I think the person that I reach out most when I'm feeling down is definitely my boyfriend. And yeah, I think we kind of help each other in that sense, like, when we have a bad day, or when something went wrong in uni or work, or I have a bad grade or anything. And yeah, it's just nice to lift each other up and basically just be there, and to, like, it already helps me when I can just talk about what happened or what's problem, and then I don't even need, like, a recommendation or whatever. It's just sometimes nice to just tell anything. And but the same goes with my friends, like, they also study, they most of the time study the same thing that I do, of course, so they kind of know what happened or what I'm going through, or maybe they have also a bad grade, something like that, and then you can just talk about it and kind of lift each other up and, I don't know, have a drink together and just forget about it. And yeah, I'm really glad that I have those opportunities and to have those possibilities to reach out, like, also in person. And yeah, that really helps, definitely.
Yeah, no, I think that's really positive to have, like, that social circle. And also with your boyfriend, I think it's really nice that you're both really open to share these, because I think for many people, it's like there's a barrier for them to, like, okay, I'm not going to show that, my really vulnerable side to the other person, even to some people that you actually really love in your relationship. So I think that's really nice that you just, like, I don't destroy that barrier, basically, and you can just, like, share and be as honest with each other as, like, possible, because that's basically the foundation of a really healthy relationship and also a really healthy state of mind, in a sense.
Yeah, I think what you just said, like, being vulnerable, I don't know if Marina talked about it, but Brené Brown is studying vulnerability, like, the author, and I think it's really fascinating, because when you're being vulnerable, it's a hard word,
yeah, it is.
In front of basically anyone, it's not even your friends, but also your working colleagues, or it just opens up a space where everyone feels kind of, because everyone struggles, and if you open up to it, and if you admit, I'm struggling, like, the conversation or just the feeling gets on a whole another level, and you can connect very deeply. And it always takes courage to be vulnerable, but I think in the end it's really like benefiting everyone, because we are all humans, we're all struggling, and if we admit that and if we share our experience, we can all grow and help each other. So yeah, I really like to also open up about things that I struggle with, and in turn also maybe find out, okay, you're also struggling with it, so we can find a solution together or something. So yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think being vulnerable is sometimes really uplifting. And also, like, in friendships, I feel like I really value if someone opens up and, like, kind of become really vulnerable in that sense. Because I feel like, you know, you want to get to know that person, and not only the best side when they're happy, when everything works out really well, but also the side which they're not happy. Because I think you need to, like, get to know the whole package. And in that sense, also the dark side in some sense. Also, like, is really important. So I think being vulnerable in a sense is, in our society, is stigmatized as something really bad, mm-hmm. as something that is sad, and something that, I don't know, makes you weak in that sense. Yeah. But I feel like now our generation gives a different meaning to it, and rather it's something that we value than something that we judge.
Yeah.
And I think that's really nice. And I really support all of my friends who become vulnerable. And even those who don't, like, it's up to them. But I mean,
yeah,
I mean, you do you, but it's still really nice to have those kind of conversations. And yeah, so basically my next question is basically about that. When you have a friend, you said that, like, you really want to help them and everything. But, like, from your perspective, when, for example, it can be your boyfriend, it can be your other friends, like, what do you think they can do that really help you?
I think maybe it sounds really basic, but just first, like, check up regularly, just text, like, how are you, or, yeah, I'm thinking about you, what's going on, and just to have those little conversations. And I think that's already, like, basically lifting up, because, you know, oh, that's nice, someone texted, or, yeah, there are people who care about me, and... Yeah, I think the most important part is really just to be there and to listen. I think that's the best thing what everyone can do and what really helps in the first place. And then just see what the other person needs or wants. And if the person asks for help, then you can provide it. But I think the basic thing is just to be there.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Like, I feel like sometimes, especially in the older generations, and sometimes in our, like, society still, like, mental health is something that's personal. That's, you should not talk mm-hmm. about with other people. That just makes you weak. That makes you really emotional. That, as a woman, it makes you, I don't know, less worthy. And also for men, you know, men cannot express their emotions and everything. And while we should just do the other way around, like, we just need to, like, share this with each other, and also, like, you know, just, like, talk about this. It's like, we talk about, if we are really happy, we also share it with other people,
yeah.
because we just want them to know that we are happy, that we achieved something. And why do we do that the same way around when we are, like, having, I don't know, issues or something? Because we need that, not validation, but we need that response from other people. And, you know, it can be sometimes really soothing when other people share their experiences. As, for example, if you're going through something difficult in the work with some other colleagues, and you talk to other people who are also going through the same thing, mm-hmm. I think it's really, like, valuable, because you know that it's not just you who's struggling, but there are also people who are going through the same experience. So I think it can definitely help you.
Yeah.
So well, thank you very much, Nina, for coming. I really enjoyed our conversation, and I feel like I can learn a lot about you. And also, like, I'm definitely going to try Headspace, because I'm using other app, but I still wanted to try Headspace, so I need to.
Yeah, I can definitely recommend it.
Thank you. I will, because I keep hearing that it's really nice, so I will definitely check that out. So thank you very much for coming and sharing your experiences, and, as we mentioned, being vulnerable. So I really enjoyed that. And I really hope that our audience is also maybe going to reach out, or at least just have a reflection minute, maybe, or maybe you're going to try Headspace, or maybe do meditation or yoga. So thank you very much, Nina. And thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you, Anna.